The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from our Father, the presiding pastor of Trinity Household of Faith, Reverend Ebenezer Olawu.
The book of Numbers chapter 13, 32. 38. We go together, everybody. Let's go. Able to overcome it, go ahead. But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies, the land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature." Let's stop there, then just jump to chapter 14, verse 24 to 28. We go. "But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him, and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn and move out into the wilderness by the way to the sea." And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "How long shall I bear with the evil congregation who complain against me? I've heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Say to them, 'As I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you.'" Let's take your Bibles with you. Raise it up, your Bibles with you. If you have one, say it after me. This is my Bible, the Word of God. I believe it. I submit myself to it. I submit myself to the authority of this word. My life is guided. My life is instructed by the instruction of this word. I overcome by the word of God. I receive light now. I receive understanding now. As I meditate and as I hear the word of God, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. God bless you. I welcome you to church this morning. I'm going to be very fast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are different types of missiles. You have cruise missiles. You have ballistic missiles. You have hypersonic missiles. There are missiles that can travel thousands of kilometers. For example, you can send a missile from Nigeria and can get to South Africa within the next 12 minutes. Send it from here and can get to South Africa within the next 12 minutes and cause destruction. Missiles, rockets, drones are powerful weapons of warfare in our generation today. Great havoc can be done, especially when you also use nuclear weapon, which has been banned, which is not acceptable today. Yet you have some powerful countries that still keep nuclear weapons, waiting for a time when they will be on that threat. They will use. We have few nations like that with nuclear powerhouses. You have the United States, you have Russia, you have Israel, and that's why I'm aware that Iran is building one, and that's why they are against Iran. If you remember, in the 1948, and what nuclear weapon did, some after 1 year, they still died after 1 year because of the radiation that came from the nuclear. As powerful as these weapons are, the Bible says there is something that is more powerful than the weapons, than ballistic cruise missiles, than hypersonic drones. There's something more powerful than projectiles, more powerful than rockets, and that is the word of God. Let somebody shout hallelujah. The scripture says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, for our weapon of warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty. They are mighty, mighty. Everybody say mighty. Mighty. Mightier than nuclear weapon. Mightier, can cause great destruction. You know, technology is so great. And they begin to, I wonder the level of technology. I don't know where the world is going to. But I now begin to imagine how powerful the word of God is. There was a time, some months, some weeks ago, when Israel sent, I don't know, through radiation or through waves, and killed a number of people in Palestine, especially the Hezbollah. They were carrying a type of phone, not just the normal phone, and suddenly the phone began to explode in their hands. About 3,000 people were killed. Israel, they did not enter, did not shoot rocket. But phones, the kind of phone they had in their hand, started exploding. About 3,000. A number of people of the Hezbollah, the terrorist group, were killed. They were now afraid. They said, okay, we will not use this. They started now using the walkie-talkie. Let's use walkie-talkie. Because it's like phones can be, They can tap into phone. So when they were burying, on the day of their burial, when they were burying some of the people that died, some of these terrorists, right there again, the walkie-talkie started exploding, and people started dying without going there. If human weapon can be as powerful as that, God, who created human beings, saying, my weapon, your own, is giving you, they are mightier. The weapon of our own warfare, mightier. You know what? When the king of Assyria threatened the children of Israel, Kayebo Zatalibu, and Hezekiah cried to the Lord. You know what happened? The Bible says 185,000 Assyrian, God didn't go there and shoot them. They slept, they didn't wake up again. They slept. He killed them in the sleep. They didn't wake up again. That one was not even an explosion. They just slept, said, go there and just die there. Don't come up again. A weapon of warfare. They are not carnal. They are not fleshy. They are not ordinary. They are mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. You know the reason why we do declaration every day? You got to know the importance of declaration. How can you wake up in the morning, we don't declare your day? How can you wake up in the morning and jump up? Say, have you commanded the days in the morning began? That a dawn may take its place, that it may lay hold of the ends of the earth, and that you will shake wickedness from it. The Message Bible says, have you said to the morning, get up, morning, and go to work? Morning, get up. How can you wake up in the morning without declaring your day? God told the children of Israel here, this is a secret. He said, God is bound by his own words. He said, I've exalted my word. Psalm 138 verse 2. I've exalted my word above all my names. All my names. I don't joke with my words. I've exalted my word. Psalm 138 verse 2. Above all my names. Isaiah 55 from verse 8 down said, as the rain comes from heaven to turn, and the snow and returneth not, but watereth the earth and causeth it to bud and to bring forth fruit, so shall my word be that has gone out of my mouth. They will never come to me empty. They will never return empty. They go and deliver. They go and create. They go and break down and open the doors. My word will never come back to me empty. It's not possible. It must accomplish what I've sent. It must accomplish my purpose. In the book of Acts chapter 19 verse 20, the Bible says, so grew the word and prevailed. The word prevailed, so grew the word. Grew the word and it prevailed. The word of God prevails. The word of God does not suffer loss. The word of God does not come back to God empty. The word of God has potential to prevail. The word of God is customized to prevail. It's engrained to prevail. It's not engrained to lose. It's not possible. So grew the word of God and it prevailed. Revelation 12:11, the Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood and the word of their testimony. The word of God has power to overcome. Power to overcome anything, any force, any power, any demon. They bow to the power of the world. God said in that Acts, Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, he said, as you have said to my hearing, so I will do. Listen to this. God will never do what you think. God will never do what your emotion, what your emotion is all about. God will never do according to Yoruba proverbs. God will never do according to what people say. God will do according to the word of God, his word that you have brought to him. He will do according to his word. Some people are carried away by emotions. It doesn't matter how many cry, how much you cry. It doesn't move God. It doesn't matter how much emotional you are. It doesn't move God. What moves God is the word, his word that you have brought to me. He's moved by his word. In the book of Hosea chapter 14 verse 2, he said, come with the word and return with the word. Come with the word. You got to come with the word. Take the word with you and return to the Lord. You got to take the word with you and return. Take the word with you. Take the word with you. Take the word. Take it with all. Take the word with you and return. Take the word. You see, God is not moved by emotions. Just move by emotion. They bring the word. Isaiah 41:21, he said, bring your strong reason, says the Lord. Your strong reason? Tell me why I have to do this. Tell me what I've said. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. The Bible says God confirms the word. He confirms his word. He will do according to his will. His word will never fail. So if you want to go to God, you come with the word. Go with the word. He said, as you have said, you know what? The people came back from the land when they went to spy. The scripture says, out of the 10 of them, only Joshua and Caleb said what the word of God told them. The Lord said, wherever the sole of your foot shall touch, he said, consider it done. I've given to you. Not I will give to you. Not I will give to you. I have given to you. Friends, listen. Listen to this. There are words, the scripture, God has given to us, things God has given to you. You don't need to tell God, give to me again. You tell God, you have given this to me. I receive it. It's not, I will give to you. I have given. Two of them returned and claimed what God said. He said, hey, calm down, you guys. Except God is not pleased with us. If God is pleased with us, it doesn't matter the giants in the land. It doesn't matter how mighty they are. It doesn't matter how tall they are. It doesn't matter how long they've been in the battle. We will bring them down. They will become meat. Calm down. Calm down. He said it. He won't lie. He told us. He said, wherever we get to, as long as we can touch that place, it is ours. Believe it. They said, no. We no go agree. Oh. We no go agree. We are not going. We no go agree. Moses, we no go agree. Oh. We no go agree. Why? You say, because we saw giants in the land. They are tall, mighty giants in the land. Joshua and Caleb said, is that what God told you? You saw it, but is that what God told you? God said, I have given you, but you are saying this is what you saw. The Bible says, you know what the Bible, the way the Bible qualifies, the Bible says, and they gave evil reports. Let me tell you what is an evil report. Evil report is anytime you see anything contrary to what God has said concerning your life. That's an evil report. If God says you are healed, and all you are saying is that, you don't know that I am sick. You don't know my problem. Oh, that's why you are just, you cannot consider my situation. You don't know that I'm sick. You know that I've been, always been sick. You know that that's my mother's sickness. You inherited in the family. You know it now. You know my problem. I'm not well. I'm always sick. What are you saying? Evil report. You know the country now. We are just managing. Everybody is suffering. We are suffering. We are suffering. Everybody is suffering. What are you saying? Evil report. Any, no matter how sweet that thing may be, you may impress men, but you are not impressing God. You may get men's pity, but you are not getting, you can't move God. You raise circumstances above the word of God. What has God said to you? Anytime, let me come again. Anytime, it doesn't matter how you have coded it. Anytime you say anything contrary to God's counsel concerning your life, what are you giving? Evil reports. Evil reports. Let the weak say, let the poor say, because of come on, say, and let the weak say, let the poor say, because of war. Give thanks. You know, I love the hymn we sang a few minutes ago. Tis so sweet to trust, just to take him out, just to upon his promise, and to know the says, and to know God says, take it again. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to keep out his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to rest upon his promise, and to know God says, hey, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him over and over, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust Him. God told Moses, he said, arise in the morning. Wake up in the morning. That's why I told you, if you are still sleeping by 5 a.m. in the morning, you are sleeping away your destiny. Arise early in the morning. Go and confront Pharaoh as he's going to the waters. Then you are still snoring. You are still covering yourself by 4:30, by 5 a.m. You are still rolling on your bed. Arise in the morning. Exodus 8:20. Go there early in the morning. Say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, be along among good to win it. Thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord, let my people go. Wake up in the morning and tell, let hell know what God has told you, what God has said concerning your life. This morning, I go out in joy. I return in peace. The mountains break forth with singing before me. The trees of the field clap their hands. He gives angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up with their hands, lest I get involved in any accident. That's what it means. Lest I dash my feet against the stone. Today I go out. I tread upon the lions, all the lions, all the demonic lions. I tread upon the cobra, all the slippery serpents, and all of them I trample underfoot. Because I've set my love upon him. Because I've set my love upon him, the Lord will deliver me. He will set me on high because I have known his name. I go out this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. Therefore, sorrow is not permitted in my dwelling today. This is the day I receive today as a gift from the Lord. The day God has made. I will rejoice today. And I will be glad in it. The voice of rejoicing and salvation shall be in my tent today. Voice of salvation. Voice of victory. Voice of joy. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly in my life. The right hand of the Lord is exalted in my life. The right hand of the Lord dwells valiantly. I will not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. Death is not permitted in my dwelling today. In the name of Jesus, my children are blessed. Yes, the rod of the wicked will not rest upon the Lord of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth his hand in iniquity. My children are blessed. They are the seed of God. They are the seed of the righteous. They are blessed. They are mighty in the land. My children are established. My children are far from terror. My children are taught by the Lord. Great shall be their peace. In the name of Jesus. As I go out today, I receive my favor. Favor, favor. Daily, they came to David to help him. I receive daily help today. It is written, the Lord daily loads me with benefits. Even the God of my salvation. I receive the benefits of today. Divine allocation for my today. I receive them in the name of Jesus. Go! He said, come with the word. He said, go to the Lord with the word and return with the word. Go with the word. Go with the word. That's why we do daily declaration in our devotional. We say, you know, listen to this. Some of you struggle with sin. You go up and down and fall. Fall today, rise tomorrow, fall today. You know what? It's not enough for you to pray. Oh God, deliver me. Oh God, this sin, I don't want it again. Oh God, deliver. Come on. Deal with your flesh by the power of the word. Say it again. In the name of Jesus, I do not present my body. I do not present my body as instrument of unrighteousness. But I present my members as instrument of righteousness unto God. As being dead to sin, I'm alive in God. In the name of Jesus, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In the name of Jesus, I will not make provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust thereof. In the name of Jesus, sin shall not reign in my mortal body as to obey it in its lust. In the name of Jesus, Declare what the word of God says to your body. Declare it. You don't wake up and say, around Romy, around Romy. No! Wake up in it. You may be feeling it. That's why I say, let the weak say, I'm strong. You may have the pain, but say what the word of God says. You may see the giants in the land. Say what the Lord says. You may see them anarchs in the land. They may be tall, but say what God says. Not what you see. Say what God says. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by the word of God. I'm not moved by sight. I'm moved by the word of God. I'm not moved by my feeling. I'm moved by the word of God. Say what God says concerning your life. Wake up in the morning and say, Jehovah Rapha is my covenant healer. None of the diseases of the Egyptian will the Lord put upon me. For he is my healer. He is the Lord that healed me. The Lord blesses my bread and my water. He takes sickness away from my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, I am strong. The Lord redeemed me from every feebleness. He brought them with silver and gold. None was feeble in the midst of them. I am not feeble. I am strong. I am sound in my body. I'm sound in my mind. Move around and shake your body. I am sound in my body. It is written, his name through faith in his name has made them whole. The faith that comes through him has given them perfect soundness in the presence of you all. The name of Jesus, my faith in the name of Jesus has made me whole. I have perfect soundness in the name of Jesus. I am sound in my body. I'm sound in my mind in the name of Jesus. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. By his stripes, I am healed. Not I will be healed. I am healed. It doesn't matter how I'm feeling now. I declare what God says. I am healed. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore we speak. You can't say you believe and you are not speaking. You can't say you believe and you are not speaking. You can't say you believe. In fact, your belief is expressed by your words. I believe and therefore I spoke. I believe and therefore I it is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore we speak. Don't tell me you believe when you refuse to say what God says concerning your life. I deal with anxiety. I deal with fear by saying the word of the Lord. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of sound mind, of love, and of boldness. In the name of Jesus, God has redeemed me from every fear. I fear not because God is with me. I'm not afraid because he's my God. He will strengthen me, will help me, will uphold me with his righteous right hand. Those who are incensed against me shall be ashamed and they shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, God has delivered me from the spirit of bondage again to fear. I have the spirit of adoption wherever I cry about Father. No more fear for me. I fear my tomorrow is guaranteed. In the name of Jesus, he said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I refuse to allow my heart to be troubled. I refuse to allow my heart to be afraid. In the name of Jesus, I have peace. Peace like an ocean. I have joy like a river. In the name of Jesus, I have peace. God gives me peace by all means. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 16. He said, he will give you peace by all means and in every place. Peace. By all. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. You receive peace by all means. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace where? Can I hear you? And every way. Always and in every way. Take the world with you and return with the world. Take the world with you and return with the world. The devil bows to nothing. He doesn't bow to your emotions. Don't think the devil can be moved with your emotion. He's moved with the word of God. The word of God is stronger than any ballistic missile. The scripture says in the book of Jeremiah 23 verse 29. Jeremiah 23 verse 29. Is not my word like hammer that destroyed the rock? Is not my word like fire that divorce? The word of God is like hammer. The word of God is like fire. Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces? That's the word of God. That's why the scripture says the word of God is powerful. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. The word of God is powerful. It's quick and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is powerful. It's able to quicken dead situation. As you speak, listen to this. Many times I've had symptoms in my body. You know what? I just discovered the thing disappears after some times without even paying attention. I don't know how. I remember some years ago as a student, an undergraduate, I had a challenge and I've been to my doctor and the doctor said, you have to go on a procedure. And the procedure was a very serious procedure, very dangerous procedure. I didn't go back there. I'm not saying that you should not reject. You should reject medical advisors and what I'm saying. Please don't misunderstand me. But I didn't go back, build on my faith. And every day I kept declaring the word of God. The feelings were still there. For a long time, the feelings were still there. But I stood upon the word. I persevered in the word. One day I just discovered, I didn't even know when, I just discovered the thing was no longer there. The word of God has power to quicken, to bring alive. Whatever is dead is able to quicken, to bring alive. The word of God is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to pierce, dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, the discerner of the intents of the heart. Take the word with you. Every day, take the word with you. Wake up with the word. Guide your life with the word. See what God says. You know, some people are so good in, yeah, so good in quoting this person said this, this person said this, quoting what somebody said, but they hardly quote the word of God. They hardly say what the word of God says. They can quote what somebody said, but to say the word of God is very difficult. So ignorance of God, what's God's counsel? The word of God is what that is what prevails. So the more the word of God grows in you, the more you prevail. The more the word of God grows in you, the more you will enjoy triumphant living. You become a wonder in your world. The more the word of God grows, the more you become a wonder in your world. The word of God makes you a wonder. In an economic situation like we have now in Nigeria, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Not by pocket. Not by what is in your hand. You live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Know what God says. You know, some people don't even know what God says to them in this kind of time. Know what God says to you in this kind of time. Study them. Say to yourself, keep them in your heart regularly. And the scripture says concerning Isaac in that land, in the book of Genesis 26 verse 13, 12 and 13. And in that same year of famine, Isaac sowed and he reaped 100-fold. And the man began to prosper. And he continued prospering until he became continuity agenda. No famine could stop it. No economic situation could stop God's continuity agenda. Nothing. No economic situation could stop God's continuity agenda. He has exalted his word above all his name. The man began to prosper. In the midst of that challenge, he continued prospering until he became very prosperous. When God gives you a promise and says, He will increase your greatness and comfort you on every side. He didn't say under buoyant economy. He didn't say that. He didn't give that condition. In fact, you see the glory of God more in difficult times. Hallelujah. You see, because light becomes more relevant in the midst of darkness. Arise and shine, for the light of God is come upon you, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness shall cover the world, thick darkness shall cover the people, but for you in the midst of death, you in the midst of God, in the midst of death, you, the Lord shall rise on you, his glory shall be seen upon you. In other words, God will single you out. Can I hear somebody say a big amen? He has power to single. That's why he says in the book of Job 22:29, when some will say there is a casting down, but for me, I'm going to say, there's an exhortation. There's an exhortation. There's an exhortation. In the midst of them, in the midst of it, I can tell you I know what it means. I taste it. That's why I say, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is every man that trusts him. I can tell you confidently, I'm not telling you theory, that the word of God is true. I've never enjoyed prosperous life more than this economic situation. I've seen what wonders, what it is called to, what it means to be, to see hand of God. To see the hand of God. In the book of Psalm 37 verse 19, he said, in the evil day, you will not be ashamed. And in the times of famine, you will be satisfied. I will satisfy you. I will satisfy you. Friends, it doesn't matter the locusts. It doesn't matter the plagues in our time. God can stand you out in the midst of the plague. What kind of Apollo will come near you? Know who you are. Know who you are. What kind of virus? The blood of Jesus has stronger immunity against all forms of viruses, all forms of bacteria. The scripture says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 28, by faith Moses kept the Passover, that he that destroyed the firstborn should not touch them. Can you see? In the midst of them, the plague did not touch them. In Exodus 12 verse 13, he says, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. He said, and the plague will not come near you to destroy you. Exodus chapter 11 verse 7, he said, that you will know that the Lord does make a difference between the Egyptian and the children of Israel. God is the God that makes a difference. May go praka. God makes a difference. Know who you are. Take the word with you. Say it to you. Don't wake up in the morning without declaring your day. You got to form your day. The Bible says the word was not created by anything, but the word was created by the word of God. The word of God was the word. You know, the word that we see today was formed, was shaped by the word of the Lord. Friends, listen to me. The word of God will shape your destiny as you use it. It will shape you. It will form your destiny. The word of God will form your destiny. It will shape your destiny. God formed the world by his word. How do you think you can also form your life by any other thing, by emotions? It is by the word of God. Let me just mention these few things and I round up this morning so that you can have it. Number one, don't forget, I've told you, the word of God is powerful. Number two, the word of God is voiced. The word of God is voice. I think I need to say something about that. The word of God is inactive. Until it is voice. It's a potential energy. There's potential energy in the word of God. But it's not active
until you voice them out. Are you with me, church? Listen, everybody. That's why you got to learn to say what the word of God says. There's energy in the world to deliver your destiny into your hand. It's inside. It's just like a grain of seed. That grain of seed has potential to produce hundreds of seeds. But it won't do anything if you keep this grain in your hand. It won't do anything. Say, look, I just love this grain. I love this grain. And you carry it all around. I love this grain. Next year, the grain will still be in your hand. But someone else had that grain and said, I will put it inside the ground. That grain has potential to produce hundreds of grains. Until the same way, until you voice the word out, the potential of the word cannot be released. You have to say it. Say it. Say what God says. Say it. Say it. And you know what? God answers to what you say. The word of God you say. That's even the angels respond. Psalm 103 verse 20. Say the angel of the Lord are excelling in strength. He said, hearken to the voice of his word. Heed. Angel. God has given his angel. When he said he has given his angels charge over you, you know what the angels want to listen to? They want to hear what you say. The word of God you say is, he will preserve my going out and my coming in. As you are driving every day, you go out. It is written, God will preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Angels say, can you hear what he has said? Can you what? That's what God says. Come on, let's go. Let's keep him. Keep him. Keep him as he's going. Keep him as he's going. Keep him as he's going. He said, bless the Lord, you his angel, who excel in strength, who do the word. Some translations say, who heed the word, the voice of his word. They listen to it, they answer, they go into action. The word has potential, but that potential cannot be released until it is what? Until it is voice. Voice. So, those of you who learn to keep quiet, don't keep your destiny. Don't shut your destiny out. Speak it out. There are great destiny that needs to be released by the power of the word. Write it down quickly. God is bound by his word. He's bound by his word. Next. The word of God is a seed and it produces fruit. The word of God is a seed and it produces fruit. Proverbs chapter 18, you remember? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20. A man is satisfied by the fruit of his mouth, and with the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. Listen to this. You are not saying careless words. Anytime you say to your daughter, what are you doing? You are sowing a seed which you will reap. Anytime you say to your wife, foolish woman, you are marrying a foolish woman that will kill you. Anytime you say to yourself, because you want self-pity, you know I'm sick. You know I've been sick. You know you don't understand my situation. You know I've been sick. You are receiving woman pity, but you are sowing a seed. That's a spiritual law. Genesis 8:22. As long as there is seed time, there must be what? Harvest. You are sowing a seed. A man is satisfied by the fruit of his mouth and by the words of his lips, he shall be filled. You are satisfied. You are filled. That's why the next verse of that, you know, it goes together. Most of us know the next verse, which is verse 21. Most of us are familiar with the next verse. And it now says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. He that loves it will eat the fruit thereof. Most of us are familiar with that. But just start from verse 20. A man is satisfied by the fruit of his lips, with the fruit of his mouth. And by the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. So you will eat the fruit of your mouth, you will eat it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You have life in this word, in this mouth. If anybody has forgotten, don't forget the story of Abbot Hastin. You know, I told you about Abbot Hastin, who was known to have, there's a one they call it in the disability session, they say like mental issue, mental retardation, low, he doesn't learn quickly. So he has a mental challenge. He was in school, and one day the teacher said, "Young boy, you can't cope up in school. Can you go back home? Go and stay at home." But thank God for that woman, the mother of Abbot Hastin. Abbot, the mother said, "Abbot, you are a brilliant boy. Abbot, you are intelligent. Abbot, you will make it. Every day is seed. Abbot, you are meant for greatness. Abbot, I see you shining. You are not ordinary. You are not small." You know what the scripture says? Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. It says, "You will not be small. You will not be insignificant." He said, "You will not be small. You will not be small." Can I say to somebody here, listen to it. I say it in the name of Jesus, you will not be small. Your children will not be insignificant. In every area of their life, they will stand out. Oh my God, my God, my God. When you say, "Omo eyoni twegbe," this is, it's like you are under, below. Every power that holds a man down from rising, I stand in the name of Jesus, by the power of the word, I break that power today. Say the horn, the Bible talks about the horn that did not make Judah to rise up. The horn always pressing Judah down. He said the carpenter has come to cut off that horn. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power of the carpenter, let the horn that has pressed those children down be cut off. Let them begin to rise. Say you will not be small. You will not be insignificant. So fruits of the leaves, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life. Be careful what you say to your business. Be careful what you say to your organization. Be careful what you say to your church. You know, that's why we say every day, we make a confession. It's deliberate. It's intentional. You got to be intentional about your life. May the Lord increase us more and more, we and all our children. May we be blessed by the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Say to yourself, some people don't even know what they are saying. Just think it's a religious slogan. There is power in the world. He said, "As you have said to my hearing, so I'm going to do. I'm going to run with this world." The angel of the Lord, they answer to the world. May the Lord increase us more and more, we and all our children. May we be blessed by the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Say to your neighbor, say to THF, there is power in the world. According to what is reading, I believe and I spoke. We also believe and therefore we speak. We believe it, we speak it out. The word of God has seed and it produces fruit. As the rain comes from heaven, Isaiah 55, 9 to 10. Now God, the next one, God is moved by nothing. Not even philosophies of men. Not emotions. Not traditions. Not proverbs, not Yoruba proverbs, not Igbo proverbs. God is moved by his word. Hallelujah. He's moved by his word. Next, the word of God is a weapon. It's a weapon. Mightier than ballistic weapon. Lastly, the word of God is this ingredients for faith. If you want your faith to grow, you need the word of God. And you need to overcome by faith. You know, the Bible says in that Romans chapter 6, and it says, and having, talking about the weapons of warfare, and say,
That should be from around verse 12 or thereabout. And say, having done all and to stand, take on now the belt of truth. Take on now having your breastplate of righteousness. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Take your shield of faith. Quench every fiery dart that is shot. Every arrow of the Syrian shot into your family. Shot into you, maybe when you were sleeping in the night. Every arrow of the wicked, unfriendly French. Stop them! Take the shield of your faith. Stop it! I stop it! This is the victory that overcomes the world. 1 John 5:4, even our faith. Take the shield of your faith. Quench every fiery dart of the enemy. And the scripture says, and put on the helmet of salvation. And then what? The sword of the spirit. Sword! Come near me, I kill you. Come near you, me, I strike you dead. Take the sword. Draw it. The sword of your spirit, which is the word of God. You can kill. You can destroy with the sword of the spirit. Take the sword. You can kill, destroy, pull down with the sword of the spirit. They are potent. It's a potent weapon of warfare. Take that sword with you. Anywhere you go, the enemy is in trouble with a sword in your hand. Let somebody shout hallelujah. I conclude this morning. For you to use that weapon, you must belong to him. If not, you can't be an enemy and then wants to use his weapon. You must be on his side. If not, it's just religious. It won't work. You need to be, he need to be. He's the one that backs up the weapon. If he doesn't back up the weapon doesn't work. You need to be on his side. How do you need to be on his side? The scripture says in the book of John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelled among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the Son of God. Jesus is the word of God. For that word to walk with you, you must have Jesus also in your life. Jesus must be the Lord and the Savior of your life. Jesus must indwell in your life. Jesus must be the Lord, the captain of your ship. He must be the captain of your ship with you. You can't, with him backing you up, you can't lose. Jesus must be with you. You must have surrendered your life to Jesus. I did it some years ago. I've seen many battles in life, but I can tell you, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I know there is victory in Jesus. There is victory in his name. There is power in his name. There is victory in his name. Power in his name. Some years ago, I told you the story. After one unusual encounter, I was at home. After I just got home, I got tired and I felt like sleeping. I was so tired. And after eating a few minutes, I went to bed. And the hand of the Lord touched me. Hey, young man, stand up and pray. But I was tired. And I was sleepy. I just prayed a short prayer. And I slept back again. The hand came upon me. Come back. Stand up. After the third time, I decided to stand up. And I went to my prayer room. I was tired. And I knelt down to pray. As I knelt down to pray, I was still sleeping. I just prayed a few minutes. And I was sleeping up. And the hand came upon me again. Stand up! Pray. At that point, I knew there was trouble around. I could sense it in the environment. My body started shaking. There were some strange things around me. And I stood up in my prayer room. And I started walking. And I started declaring the word of the Lord. Exodus Deuteronomy 28 verse 7. The Lord will cause my enemies who come against me to be smitten before me. They will come against me one way. In seven ways they shall flee. They will gather themselves together against me, but not by the word. Everyone who gathered himself against me shall be scattered. In the name of Jesus, gather yourself and you shall be scattered. Gather yourself and you shall be scattered. Speak the word, it shall not come to pass. Take counsel, it shall not stand. I started declaring the word of the Lord. I did it for about 30, 40 minutes and I went to sleep. In the morning, came for an unusual encounter. I met a lady who told me, said, when the power of God came down and deliverance was on and the power of God
was moving and the lady was set free, the lady said to me, I came to your house, two of us came to your house yesterday night to come and attack you, but we could not enter. As we got to the house, we saw two angels standing and standing like this and guarding. It's what he says. He gives his angels charge over you to keep you. He gives his angels charge over you. When you speak the word, you voice the word, the angels of the Lord respond to the word. They could not attack. They could not come in because the angels were responsive. You know what? You got to identify with that Jesus. Without that Jesus, you will be a victim. Without that Jesus, you will be a casualty. Jesus is the captain who stands before you, who gives that angel's charge. Go protect him. They can't come near him. Are you here this morning? Have you received Jesus as your Lord? Is Jesus the captain of your ship? Let's bow our heads as we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lebroka ya 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 prozata. Makata leproko proko satale gaya. Meke braso praka. Yeka ya prosanta. Kaye pro. Jesus, lui, oh loco ti wako. Oh ya ya. Ultimo. Tell the Lord, you are here this morning, you want to say, Jesus, I make you the captain of my ship. I make you the captain of, tell him wherever you are. Tell him and say, Lord, be the captain of my ship from today. Tell him to forgive you. Can I pray with you right now? Can I pray with you right now? Wherever you are, can I say a word into your life? God wants to decamp you from the kingdom of darkness, from the dominion of darkness, into the kingdom of light. From the dominion of darkness, the Bible says, the wicked one cannot touch him. He said, we have God. He said, the wicked one cannot touch us. He said, but the whole world is under the sway of the wicked. He's under the control and the dominion of the wicked. You want to get out of the dominion of the wicked today? Pastor, please pray with me. Can I pray with you wherever you are? Put your left hand on your chest. Wherever you are, as you bow your head to the Lord, put your left hand on your chest. Your left hand on your chest. Your left hand on your chest. As you put that left hand on your chest, say to the Lord, Jesus, I surrender to you today. Jesus, I surrender. Wherever you are, your left hand on your chest, you are saying, I want to do a minute. Jesus, I surrender to you today. From today, take over my life. Say to him, let him hear you. Be conscious of it. Take over my life from today. Can I pray with you right now? As you put that left hand on your chest, raise up your right hand so that I can pray with you right now. Your right hand up. Your right hand, raise it higher than your head. Don't be ashamed. Rise it. I can see some. You are still ashamed. You are afraid. Raise it higher than your head. That of you, that's the way to put the devil to shame. And say, Satan, I publicly disgrace you. Put your right hand above your head. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Lord, I pray for these young people. And I ask that you reveal yourself to them greater than what I have said. Give them assurance of salvation in the name of Jesus. Let Jesus be revealed personally to them in the name of Jesus. Give them light, deep understanding of you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, I pray for everyone here today. I pray for grace for you to eat the word. Grace for you to love the word. Grace for you to guide your life with this word. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website, www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at THF Church NG. Thank you.